What's up, everybody, and welcome back. We are here week four. It has been a great first 3 weeks, in my opinion. But before we jump into the breakdowns and predictions, thank you all so much. We hit 500 subscribers, and it's really all because of you all. Thank you for tuning into the channel. I really appreciate that. Also, I'm always open to ideas, ways to improve. So please tell me in the comments below what you think I should improve on, if we should do something differently. Also, join the Discord, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that is in the description below. But I just want to say thank you for the 500. That is awesome. So let's just continue to grow. But let's jump into it. So first off, I was just going to say, hey, we're done with the voting for this week's watch along. And at first, it was Atlanta United, Portland Timbers at 50% compared to everything else. But as of right now, when I'm making this video, it is 39% of you want to see Atlanta United versus Portland Timber. But we have 37% at St. Louis versus San Jose Earthquake. So I'm going to leave the poll up, and I'll look at it tomorrow night. So It would be tonight for the release of this video. So Thursday night, I'm going to cut it off probably at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will put out who we're watching for this week on the watch along. So there is that. So go vote if you have not voted. Go to the community tab. Vote for what game you would like to see for the watch along. So let's jump into it. Last week, we went 8 out of 14 predicting the outcome correct. So not too bad, but not as good as the week before. I think that's going to have to be our goal, is to get better than 11 out of 14 of the matches. But first up, we have Seattle Sounders versus LAFC. I really want to say LAFC might win this, but they play midweek, whereas Seattle doesn't, and we are at Lumen Field. So I can't go against that. Yes, Seattle did not look very good against FC Cincinnati, but before that, in the other two games, they were very dominant, and both of those were at home. 4-0 win and a 2-0 win. Whereas LAFC, their only away game has been in the CONCACAF Champions League, and they did get a 3-0 win. But with them playing midweek and having to travel back to Lumen Field, I have to say Seattle Sounders win this match 2-1 over LAFC. So next up, we have Atlanta United versus Portland Timbers. This could be a match that we watch along to on Saturday. So like I said, go check that community tab out and vote. This one is it's a tough one for me, but not a tough one. I want Atlanta United to win. I think they will win this. Portland Timber have way too many injuries. They have 7 guys on the injury list, according to FootMob. And Atlanta have not lost yet this season, where Portland has lost twice. I have to say that Atlanta United win this game at home. So they are playing at home, so it's a huge advantage for them. But I'm going to have to say Atlanta wins this match 3-1 over Portland Timbers. So moving on, we have CF Montreal versus Philadelphia Union. Montreal have not won a match yet this season, but at the same time, they have not played at home yet. So this is really their home opener. We are in week four, and it's just now their home opener. Philadelphia Union are coming off of like a midweek game. They won at home 4-0. So that is a huge win for them, but is the competition as good as MLS competition? I don't know. I don't feel like it would be, but I hate to say that Philadelphia come in and win. They did have to play midweek. Montreal, this is their first home game of the year, but I don't think they win. I think that this game is actually going to end in a 1-1 draw. It's just a gut feeling I have. I want to pick Union to win because they won against Chicago over the last weekend. They won midweek 4-0, but with them traveling to Montreal, and it's their home opener, I have to say it ends in a draw 1-1 there in Montreal. So that takes us to New England Revolution versus Nashville SC. Yeah, I might be biased and think that Nashville will win this, but I don't. I don't think that they will win this. Even though the Revs, I feel like, also have a lot of injuries, I feel like some teams this year. There's more teams this year that are dealing with a lot of injuries, and the Revs are one of them. They have five people on the injured list. Some of them might be coming back. I'm not sure. I haven't taken a deep dive, but as of right now, they are on that injury list. The Revs did lose to LAFC in their last match, 4-0. That was away. Before that, they played at home and beat Houston Dynamo 3-0. Whereas Nashville, their away game, they drew with the New York Red Bulls 0-0. But I think that with the Revs' injuries, and Nashville are pretty good this year so far. They have looked pretty decent in all of their matches, even though that one was a 0-0 draw. I think that they get another draw here away to the Revs, and I think it's going to be a 2-2 draw there at Gillette Stadium. Next up, we have NYCFC versus DC United. Currently, NYCFC, they won last week against Inter Miami, which I think is a pretty decent Inter Miami side, but I think they're also dealing with some injuries. But then the week before that, they drew with Chicago Fire away. Whereas DC United, they drew 1-1 last week against Orlando City, and then the week before that, they did lose on the road to Columbus Crew. I don't feel like DC is going to be a good away team. I think that they will produce results at home, but not so much away. NYCFC are still looking for that goal scorer and those goal scoring opportunities. They have only scored 2 goals so far this season. And I do, however, think that NYCFC win this matchup. A close one, maybe a late winner, but I think that they're going to win this match 1-0 over DC United. So staying in the New York area, because it really isn't New York for the Red Bulls, we have the Red Bulls versus Columbus Crew. Recapping, the Red Bulls have drawn their last 2 matches, 1 away and 1 home, whereas Columbus Crew drew last week against Toronto FC, and then they won at home against DC United. I feel like the Red Bull are really struggling so far this season. I don't know why. They do have, like, Yearwood is injured, Harper is injured, but they have other talents, and I think that they should be doing better than what they are. I don't know what's going on there. Also, on the flip side, I think Columbus should be doing better than tying, you know, Toronto, and then they did lose to Philadelphia 4-1 away. I think that they changed their away record here, and because New York Red Bull are struggling, I think the Columbus Crew get this done away at Red Bull Arena 2-0. I think that they do put up 2 goals on them and shut them out. It just, they're struggling. I think they've only scored 1 goal in 3 matches. So I will say, Columbus Crew 2-0 there at Red Bull Arena. Moving on, we have Orlando City versus Charlotte FC. Orlando have drawn the last 3 matches that they have played in. Charlotte have lost the last 3 matches that they've played in. They are definitely on the struggle bus, and I think that that will continue for them here. I think Orlando City has a pretty decent side this year, and I think that it's taken them a little bit of time to get warmed up. But I think that they win this match at home 2-1 over Charlotte. Charlotte's just struggling, and I think it continues. So next up, we have Toronto FC versus Inter Miami. Toronto, I thought, was going to be a lot better this year than what they were last year. And I wasn't on the hype train for them, and then I was. But they are struggling with injuries right now. So is Inter Miami. Toronto have drawn the last 2 matches. Inter Miami did win at home against Philadelphia Union 2-0, which that was a good matchup. But then they lost to NYCFC 1-0 on the road. Here they are on the road again in Toronto. I don't think that they get the W away. And I don't think that Toronto win this match either. I think that this is going to be another one that ends in a draw, and I will say that it'll probably end in a 1-1 draw there at BMO Field. So moving on, we have Chicago Fire versus FC Cincinnati. Chicago lost to Philadelphia last week, 1-0 at Subaru Park. Philadelphia really struggled to beat them, and they were even down, I think at the end of it, they were down 9 men against the Union. They're close to the end. Not down 9 men, but down to 9 men with 2 red cards. So Herbers and Kamara are both out for this match because of red cards. But then on FC Cincinnati's part, Haglund, I think that's how you say it, pronounce it, he is also suspended. He had a very good matchup. We were actually talking about it in the live stream because we did do the FC Cincinnati-Seattle Sounders match. He played a very good game all the way up to his red card, and his red card was just a stupid decision. And we can also thank Mike for jinxing him on that because he said he was doing good in the chat, and then he got it. Speaking of Mike, if you guys like Premier League and MLS and USL content, go check out their podcast. Their link is in the description, United States of Soccer. Those guys are awesome. Next week, I believe it is, I will be on their podcast for a second time. So I'm very excited for that, I guess, relationship that we have built. It's very exciting and it's very fun. It's awesome to see what this channel has brought and being able to chat with them and chat with you guys. So check them out if you can and tell them that I sent you. So back to the game here. FC Cincinnati ended up beating Seattle 1-0. They held on there at the end, which was a very good match. Now, with both of them having red cards, with people being suspended, Chicago have drawn their last 2 home games, whereas Cincinnati drew their last away game, and I think that's their only away game of the season so far. I think, and Chicago have not won. They have not won yet this season. And I do really like FC Cincinnati. I think they're doing a great job. I think that they're going to be an East contender. But I think that Chicago get their home win here. I think they get their first win of the season. And I think that they beat FC Cincinnati 2-1. I know that's very hard for probably people to wrap their mind around because it's just one of those things. Chicago is not all that great. But I think that they get it done here 2-1 over FC Cincinnati at home. So moving on, we have FC Dallas versus Sporting Kansas City. Another injury-ridden team. Poor Sporting Kansas City. They have so many people injured. And it sucks because I feel like they were going to be pretty decent this season. So hopefully those guys get healthy so they can come back and have a better second half of the season. Or not even second half. I mean, we're only going into week 4. But to pick up and move on there. So FC Dallas drew their last match against Vancouver away. They won the week before that 3-1 over the LA Galaxy, whereas Sporting Kansas City have drawn their last 2 matches 0-0, 1 home, 1 away. Unfortunately, I think that Sporting Kansas City still goes scoreless. I don't think that they score in this game. I think FC Dallas win this matchup 2-1 over Sporting there at Toyota Stadium. Next up, we have Houston Dynamo versus Austin FC. Austin played a match in midweek, but they did win 2-0, but they are eliminated from the CONCACAF Champions League on a 3-2 aggregate. Before that, they did win on the road against Real Salt Lake over the weekend 2-1. Houston, on the other hand, have not won. They are just awful. And I think that even though Austin played midweek, they played fairly well. They won 2-0 at home there in Austin at Q2 Stadium. I think that they go on the road and get this done in Houston 1-0 over the Dynamo. I just don't think Dynamo are that good of a team. They didn't really bring in anybody, and they don't have anybody to score. They have only scored, I think, 2 goals this year so far. So I think that Austin go in. I think Austin is starting to gain traction and are going to be that Austin that we saw last year. So I think Austin win this matchup away 1-0 over the Houston Dynamo. So that takes us to another game that is potentially going to be live streamed on Saturday. That is St. Louis City versus San Jose Earthquake. St. Louis are undefeated. No draws, all wins. They're killing it. And I don't think anybody expected this. I really don't. I probably even St. Louis fans didn't expect this, for them to be undefeated after three games. As for San Jose, they're doing pretty well. They lost against Atlanta, where they looked very good against Atlanta and should have won that matchup, just late goals. And then they followed that up with two home wins. So they're sitting at, you know, two wins and a loss. Montero for them is out with a red card. But I think I want to pull for the Earthquakes, to be honest, just because they're usually pretty bad and they don't have very good seasons and they're looking good so far. But the streak that St. Louis is on right now, and this is going to be their second home game ever, they're going to get it done. They are going to win this matchup 3-1, I think. I think that they will get this done at home 3-1 over the Earthquakes. Now, our second to last matchup is Colorado Rapids versus Minnesota United. Colorado have not won a game yet, whereas Minnesota have only won one match, and that was against FC Dallas away, so that was a good away win for them. I think, however, with this, I think Colorado will get their first win of the season at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, 1-0 over Minnesota. I don't think it's going to be a big goal-scoring game. I think it will be low-scoring, but I think it will be a 1-0 win for the Rapids. So our final match of the weekend is LA Galaxy versus the Vancouver Whitecap. Look, LA Galaxy have not won yet. They lost the first match. They drew their second match with a injury-ridden Sporting Kansas City. Yes, it was on the road. And their game against FC Dallas was also away. So they are at home, which is a good thing for Vancouver Whitecaps. They drew last weekend against FC Dallas, and then they lost the weekend before that away to the Earthquakes. I don't think they're going to be that great on the road. And so with that, I think LA Galaxy get their first win of the season in their home opener. I believe it is. Yeah, it is their home opener. 2-0 over the Whitecaps. So that is it for the video. Tell me down below who you think is going to win. Do you think that my predictions are okay? Do you think that I will do better than what I did the week before? Or do you think I'll even do better than the best week so far, 11 out of 14? If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like the content. And we will see you at the watch along.